John chapter 15. John chapter 15. John chapter 15 in New Testament, page 174. From verse 10, I'll read it. If you keep my commandment, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. This thing I have spoken you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. Okay, until verse 15. We are learning the New Testament, John. Please read the New Testament and John. And please review the you have learned on Sunday morning. And please also prepare the words the every Sunday before you come to the church on Sunday. While you are learning and the words from Book of John, I want to know that the brothers and sisters understand the each verse fully. When you eat the food, you have to choose that the foods and meals, then it will give you the energy, then good nutrition. Just like food, when you learn the God's words, it will renew your spirit. It will help you that you grow up as true born again Christian. So when you learn these words, the words can give you spiritual energy. And please keep those words and receive. Well, if someone who doesn't want to receive God's words, or you know, is not diligently looking for God's words, and unfortunately their spiritual life is hard to grow up, and also that means, you know, let's think about Christ and His love toward us. But even they are born-again Christian, or he is born-again Christian, that is very hard to fix or change or throw away our sinful nature without learning God's words. There are some brothers and sisters, and they without change. What is their problem and causes? We can find out. We may find out some problems, but I thought they are not. They didn't diligently the seeking God's words. I mean, they were lazy, the Christian, to learn God's word. Without studying, the student cannot pass the exam. Without learning, that we can't grow up and your spiritual life cannot be good. Without work, if you try to get more money, that's wrong. If you don't like to work, then the Bible said they don't need to eat. So if you don't like to receive God's words, again, your spiritual life cannot be grow up. You know that? Do you know that if you don't pray every day, and then you lost many things, because you don't ask God through your prayer, and then you didn't receive. You lost many things. Of course, if whatever you ask, then He will. He will not give you everything if that's not for the spiritual life. At first, before you ask something, you have to be more like the true Christian. So sometimes we don't pray. Therefore, sometimes we've lost the blessing from heaven, that we forget the God's, the grace. Sometimes, of course, if we ask something for the fresh thing, that's wrong. But anyway, once you understand God's words, then you are receiving His blessing. And once you live in your daily life, and you will receive God's reward once you learn His words. Because the God promised that when we try to live as true Christian, He said that He will take care of everything. Because we don't diligently looking for God's words, so we don't know the plan toward us. So we lost His grace and His blessing. So we lost many things. Therefore, at first we have to learn God's words diligently. Please read the Bible and please memorize verses and please come together and in this auditorium every Sunday morning or through videotapes, please learn and God's words and study. Then when you try to keep God's words in your daily life, then you will see His grace and blessing in every moment of your life. So at first, learning Bible, learning God's words is very important. So through God's words, we will get some values, very important values. That's not easy. That's not difficult, right? Just learning Bible and learning God's words. I know that many brothers and many people, they are really devote their times and their energy to get small amount of money in the world. But spiritual value is more important than those monies or some kinds of wealth and riches. Please do your best to learn God's words. In John chapter 15, is full of the important requirement for all born-again Christians. If you study in detail, then you will learn a lot of things. So I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. So that means all born-again Christians are branches. So we have to stick on the tree, vine tree. So if we are not born again Christian, we can't stick on the trees because we're not spiritually God's children, God's sons. Therefore, many people, they know they have to stay in Christ, but they don't know how, the way. Even the born-again Christian, they do. So if we say we are staying in Christ, that means we are staying in church, I mean groups of born-again Christian people. That is, you know, God explained through true vine. That means, you know, God is himself, he is vine tree and we are branches. Once we stick on the vine tree, we will receive nutrition from God. And while we are staying in the churches, just think about the human body. All the parts of human bodies will receive the nutrition from head. So many ways we can explain the churches as like a human body and vine tree. So I saw the one man that he has like comparably the big head, small bodies. But then he is of course disabled person, but because he got some surgery of his surgery in when he was young. Anyway, we have to properly receive nutrition from head. If a church is human bodies, you know, from the head, all parts of bodies will receive proper nutrition from head. So, and also those important nutrition, spiritual nutrition, will go to the bodies. So then the bodies will supply the nutrition and by neurons, you know. Once the head have any plan and to do something, and the hands and all bodies will work as a one unity. So the head, that's the Holy Spirit, you know, will read one human bodies. I mean, think about human body as well. The church. Church is not building. Church is groups of born-again Christians. So one body can be all members of born-again Christians. Each part of body can be each born-again Christian. So in this groups of born-again Christians, the Christ is staying all the time. So if you say you are stick on the church, I mean groups of born-again Christians, that means you are stick on the organizations of Jesus Christ. The last week we had some evangelists and the pastors the seminar. Every other 2 months, you know, we had some the seminar for all evangelists and pastors in our churches. I saw the pastor from other church, Presbyterian churches, and I think he is the true born again Christian, but anyway, he received our words, I mean our sermons, and he was very happy. Oh, I found out that right churches that, you know, he was extremely happy. So he heard John chapter 15, and through our sermons, and he thought that just after salvation to grow spiritually and pray and reading Bible and that's all, but he found out through our sermons, oh, that's not. The plus pray and read Bible and plus has to stay the the groups of born-again Christian, I mean church, many people, they think they know what is the meaning of John chapter 15, but they usually don't understand clearly. Therefore, after salvation, after eternal redemption, after born again, they don't know about the meaning of churches. And someone says after salvation, I'm stay in Christ, but they are not in Christ. After salvation, our spiritual life is in Christ. In Christ means you have to stay on the groups of born-again Christian. Through groups of born-again Christian, you will receive the proper nutrition, I mean spiritual nutrition. Then you will automatically, you will grow up, then you will produce and fruit, you will preach gospel. Once you just stick on the vine tree as a branches, you will produce the plentiful of fruits. What is the way how we can produce more fruit? That's very easy. Once you stay on this fellowship, then you will produce fruit automatically. So the important responsibility of the branches and means, you know, have to stick on the tree. So now after salvation, if you stick on this vine tree without your recognition, you will see your changes. Someone said that, and he loves drinking alcohol, and he won't quit. He went to the Buddhist temple in mountain. He prayed like 100 days. Now he didn't drink 100 days, and after he just to get out from the temple, and he won't celebrate his stop drinking 100 days, and he just drink again to celebrate his like quit 100 days drinking alcohol, but he continuously drink alcohol again. But this apparently this is true story, but you know, this is not just like, you know, the fiction. And once he drink alcohol, you know, he lost his control. He is like become like, you know, the very, like, you know, he lost his control, because in during war time, and he killed many the enemy soldiers. So he like, you know, once he got drinking, then he cannot control that. But fortunately, his wife, born again Christian, I told him, without God's love, you can't change your ways. And he asked me how. So he told me that do I have to go some like the place? So I told him, no, that's not possible. So please, some vacation on your company, and please the learn Bible. So every day he joined our Bible seminar. Then he got saved finally. I saw him once his spirit changed. I saw him, he controlled himself. He stopped drinking. You know what I'm saying, that so at first we have to change our spiritual thing. Without change of our minds, we can't control, you know, ourselves. The one and another story is that when I goes in top of the mountain, one man, you know, he lays his hand, but I ask him, why you lays your hand? And he said, because I use many times this hand to commit sins. And I told him, hey, you can't control your hands. Your senses came from your mind, your spirit. So at first, your spirit, your mind has changed. Then you can control that. I mean, your hands is not, it's not fault of your, it's not mistake of your hands. At first, your mind has to change. And then, after your salvation, if you stay on these churches, I mean, groups of born-again Christian, automatically you will grow up and you will produce more fruit. So what does that mean? You are stay in Christ. That means you are stay in His words, His love. What does it mean? You are stay in Christ. That means you are stay in His words. So God's words is plentifully stay in your heart, then you will change. And that means, and also, if you say you are stay in Christ, that means you are stay in His love. Just like verse 9 says, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. Purely. Pure love. The God's love is pure love. Our salvation through His love. That's, you know, the perfect love and one-sided love. He loved us until He died. Because of His love, you know, we got saved. We receive His love. This is perfect love, everlasting love. So we have to stay in His love. The meaning, we have to stay in His love, that means we have to share our love to other people. You know, the ones is fires of inside of many ooze. You know, without ooze, the fire cannot prolong. So love can be explained as a fire. So love has to be, you know, the prolonged, has to be continued. So we have to grow up, we have to kill love. Then, you know, love will stop. The fire will stop. So just like, you know, man and woman, they love each other. Love is fire. They have to kill their love. Once they call each other, then their love will stop. Their fire will stop. So once we receive love from Jesus Christ, we have to receive His love continuously. And we have to keep His love. Otherwise, just like Revelation chapter 22, then, you know, it says that you lost the first love. What is first love? When we got saved through God's love, that is first love. You forget your first love. You know, the young man and young woman, they meet together and they say, they confess, they swear love each other. And then, you know, the times it goes by, then they forget their first love. And in long time after, they have, like, they got married and they have some their babies and their children. And they said, oh, this is life. And this is life, and then they lost their love. And with big empty, they just live, and because of their children. You know, I went to Europe and States, many other countries. I saw many the old people, elders. I saw, you know, the old grandpa and grandma, and they crossed their each other's hands in the on the benches in the park. They talk together. Now is they only those the old man and old woman left, and old woman says, you know, you have to leave. You know, you don't have to. Please don't leave me, and the earlier than me. Then, when I saw those old people, friendly and with love, you know, I thought, you know, that's really beautiful. That's not kind of, you know, fresh love. Their love is, you know, kind of spiritually more like, you know, beautiful than young people's love. That's kind of, you know, the very, like, beautiful word, beautiful love. And like very, the mature love. Because, you know, those probably people and husband and wife, they, overcome, they have overcome many difficulties through many, many years together. So that's, you know, probably more the beautiful love than, you know, young people's love. So while we are learning God's words, you know, we will find out God's love as depths, as wide, as height. We can't count. We can't, you know, estimate His love, but once we learning Bible, we will see God's love and more and more. And we will, our mind will be full of His love. Because God and Christ, He love us. Therefore, you know, once we receive His love, we can't know how deep it is, but once we learning His words, you know, once we review, once we receive His love continuously while we are living in this world, you know, we will check, we will see how, you know, the big it is, you know. So continuously we have to live love in Christ, love with love in Christ, then all problems will be solved. Once we live away from love, that means, you know, the little babe, they just live from the caring of parents. Because, you know, little babes, you know, away from parents, that means they left from love of parents. They left from love. They can't find out loves instead of their parents. That's pure love. That's perfect love. That's love with a sacrifice. So in Christ, in His love, we can enjoy, we can feel like joy. If you are born again Christian, if you try to looking for love outside of love of Jesus Christ from world, like through money, through reputation, through, you know, your sinful thing, can you get true love from them, those factors? That's useless. So Christ said you have to stay and abide in His love. Money. If you get money, if you spend proper ways, then God will give you and more the money. If you try to preserve your monies and underground and fool yourself, that's wrong, right? That's nothing. the big monies. I mean, after the, I don't know, this is Chinese, the Chinese man's, you know, after the one Chinese man died, someone found out the lots of cashes under his bed, you know. Once they got the bed and they found a lot of money, And yeah, so the dead man, you know, in the evening, he locked his doors and he counted on his monies and his cashes. Because he lived because of that kind of, you know, stuff, that kind of happiness. The money was, you know, he is happy. The factor of he is happy. The other man, you know, the love live because of the, you know, savings account of his banking account. But, you know, value of money, that means, you know, you have to spend properly and full spiritually. Then the God will make up. Then once you spend some money, then God will make up. So money is, once you use your money properly and valuably, that is, you know, then, you know, you can get the peace. Why, you know, God give us some amounts of money? To spend righteously, you know? Once you have a hole on your money box, then, you know, your money will go away. Someone, you know, to borrow his monies and he just lost all of their monies, and money, you know, has to be spent properly and proper the mammon. So once you spend that kind of the values and monies, then, you know, you will receive more monies, you know. But many people, they lose their peace because of money. So comparably, love. You have to love someone else, then you will receive more love. You have to share. You have to spend your love. Just like money, then the God will give you more love in your life. So verse 9 says, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandment, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. Because Jesus Christ, he loved his Father, therefore he voluntarily, he died on the cross. Before he loved us, that means, you know, he obeyed God's commandment. Before he loved us, you know, he obeyed God's commandment. Therefore, he obeyed his commandment and God's commandment. You know why? Jesus Christ, he truly loved God. God loved Jesus Christ, and Christ, I mean, Son, loved God. Therefore, he obeyed till he died. And then, next, you know, the salvation of all people as the next purpose. At first, he obeyed to God's commandment. So all born-again Christians, we have to keep his commandment. That is love. We have to love each other. So John chapter 13, verse 34, it says, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. This is new commandment. We have to love each other. If we don't keep this commandment, that means we already left his love. So if we don't have any love for Christ, that means, you know, you can't love other brothers and sisters. If we say we are keeping his commandment, that means, you know, we are loving other brothers and sisters. That means we are staying in Christ. And then we will receive more love. We will receive more blessing from heaven. Of course, you know, parents love their babes. Even though their babes, you know, the the commit some problems. Anyway, the parents love their babies. Love when they are when their kids is and babes and kids and youth and mature men, the love from parents is different. This is kind of merciful love, the parents love babes, because without parents love, babes cannot live. But you know, after or in the Indian, if the children the knows the parents' love, and they try to reward, and they try to pay back their loves, then that is very the more great love. So people, usually they love more the children once the children they knew the love of parents, That's great love. That means, we don't have to just receive love from God. Now it is time to practice, time to apply His love in our daily lives, That we have to know His love. Once we got find out His love is deep, and we have to share, we have to love other people. That is more important. Please do not leave to rely on His love. We have to practice looking for reward from heaven. So we have to know how we can stay in Christ, in love. The love we have to practice. Love we have to behave something. Love is life. It's a living things. We have to use, we have to practice. So chapter 15, verse 11. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. The old born-again Christian, the most precious thing in our mind after our salvation, that is joy. That is peace. After salvation, we don't have to lose. The peace, joy, under any kind of conditions, we can keep this peace. So John chapter 14 verse 27, it says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Because we have perfect faith. We have eternal hope, therefore, this cannot be snatched down from any kind of powers. The peace and joy, that's same meaning. Once you broken your peace, you can feel joy. Once you broken your joy, you can keep your peace. So these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. So once we stay in fellowship, now we are receiving perfect joy. If you lost this joy, that is, big problem will occur. We never lose the eternal salvation. But, we might lose the joy. So David, he prayed that, you know, please recover the joy of salvation. Once we disobey God's words, you know, joy will be broken. That's matter of fact that if you are true born again Christian, if you disobey to God's words, if you misconduct as true born again Christian, then you can say that I'm very happy in Christ. Because we are stay in Christ, therefore we can enjoy His peace. We have to enjoy God's peace. But you know, once we live away from His words, we can't keep our peace. Little babes has to stay in his family members. Once he got stay his family members, then he can maintain his peace. If he just left away from his home, then you know he will just stay with dogs and other, you know, other people without love, like became like beggars. And you know, and some people say that beggars is very interesting thing, that if you don't know about the life of beggar, yeah, of course there are some like a temporal joy of the beggars. You don't have to pay tax, you don't have to keep your house, you don't have to keep your money. In the war period, you don't have to think about any those kind of factors. If you don't have to worry about your salary and working place, if you say something to get some bread and they will give you some meals, okay, do you want to be the beggars? If you say, if you enjoy those kind of lifestyle, I think that's a really miserable man. That's, you know, very, that's not, you know, true peace. Without love, without Christ, without this fellowship, we can't get a peace. Let's open Bible, 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. From verse 8 and through 9, let's read together. Whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. So all born again Christian, you know, we didn't see Jesus Christ. However, we love Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. Christ, he said, if you believe Jesus Christ without seeing, that's more fortunate. Just like Thomas, he said that without seeing, you know, I can't believe Jesus Christ. However, you know, unlike Thomas, through scriptures, through Bible, you know, even though we didn't see him, but we believe him as our Savior, and we got salvation, and we believe eternal kingdom of heaven. So in Bible says that you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Of course, you know, we can't explain our joy after we receive salvation. Can you compare that, you know, if you win Super Lotto? I mean, now, okay, you got great fortune, right? But our salvation cannot be compared to those fresh things. If you receive $1 billion, in stage, you know, there are like the more than $10 million super lotto. After they win that jackpot, you know, I mean, super lotto, they buy house, nice car, luxury, you know, rooms, and they, you know, buy many things. Now they change their lives. Of course, they just get away from their jobs, occupation, and then, you know, they still feel like bored. Now they try to do some gamble and drinking, and they spend out all their monies, and they become like alcoholic, like the druggies, you know, they just like drug addiction there. Then, you know, I heard that, you know, after the happening for like all the winners of Super Lotto, unfortunately, many percentages of them, you know, they lost their teeth finally. They like became like, you know, it's kind of the miserable the life, their life is turned like, you know, very like miserable ways. When I got saved, I thought whether it is true or not, I was really happy. I am in dream, or is this true? You know, that was, you know, like exactly the fit in this birth, like inexpressible joy and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. This is glorious joy. I enjoy that glorious happiness. It cannot be compared, you know, any other the factors in this world. Money? No. Okay, let's imagine I have like, you know, millionaire, but one day the thief attack my home, then it's kill me. I lost my wealth. That's all. Now I became the glorious children of God. Now I have eternal hope to enter kingdom of heaven. My salvation is not perishable thing. And I have hope, inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. So after that, we never worry about something. This is glorious, happy. No one cannot snatch out from Christ in his hand. Now, Apostle Paul, you know, he was in the jail. And he got arrested by Roman soldiers. He never feel like unhappy. He, you know, praise God's song, God's, you know, grace. He never worry about something. Apostle Paul and Sila, and they sang together. They made sang together, you know, the enjoy, they joy God's love. They sang, you know, praise his song. In the evening, the guide of the prison, he got saved. You know, now his gate of jail is had open. So their joy is to preach it, the gospels. Even the keeper of jail, he got saved, and after that, his family members has been saved, has saved. Because after salvation, we know what is this hope, what is true love. Therefore, we can share to all people, you know. So, are you keeping that happy, I mean the inexpressible joy? Only after your salvation, you must keep in your mind, in your spiritual life. Under tribulation, under difficulties, we can keep this peace. Under the circumstance of the difficulties and sufferings, we never afraid of death. Sometime, let me say something. If born again Christian die because of disease, do we have to like disappoint and we just really like worry about something? That's not. If born again Christian die because of disease, this is graduation from our life in this world. Now the glorious things is waiting for us. We will go enter the kingdom of heaven. Angels will serve the him and or her. Angels, will receive, and their bodies, will be very happy. Their spirit will be very happy. Why you got so disappointed? Because you have some the house, beautiful house, but you didn't leave that, you don't leave that new house, and you don't marry with other men. So you are very happy, you are very unhappy? No. If you enter kingdom of heaven, any other things cannot be compared. If God asks us that, just like Apostle Paul, do you want to see the one day in the kingdom of heaven? Do you want to spend one day in kingdom of heaven? Of course, once we go there, even one day, we will say, we don't want to go back to our sinful world. Just like, just like Peter, he said, just like Peter, we will say, I will stay in the kingdom of heaven. I don't want to go back anymore. Once we go in kingdom of heaven, we never say that, we will go back. Why are you afraid of death? Once you die, you will go back. You will go, kingdom of heaven, and you will see Jesus Christ. So that means, we rely on fully whether we are die or live. No problem. We just fully depend on Jesus Christ. So I just suggest, brothers and sisters, once they encounter some, the miserable things, after their salvation, we don't have to, worry about any kind of tribulations. Psalm chapter 4. Psalm chapter 4 verse 7. You have put gladness in my heart more than in the season that their grain and wine increased. What is that the put gladness, the happy, once we receive God's word, the time of salvation? You have put gladness in my heart. I mean, you have put happy when we receive gospel, more than in the season that their grain and wine increased. All time period, wine and grain was important factor. And currently, we can say money. So we can say that you have put gladness in my heart more than in the money that we have our the saving account. You know, the happy and joy in our heart, in our mind, no one cannot, I mean, snatch out from hand of Jesus Christ. This is, you know, glorious, happy. Only born-again Christian can enjoy this happy. If we are born-again Christian, if we are looking for other factors instead of spiritual peace, there are none, you know. Let's open Bible, Habakkuk, Book of Habakkuk. You don't know where is the Book of Habakkuk, right? Habakkuk chapter 3 in Old Testament, verse 17. From 17 through 18, let's read together. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stores, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation. This is, you know, very terrible situation now that this man is encountered. He hasn't anything. Even though he lost everything, however, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. I don't have any connection. I have any money. I don't have any money. I don't have any connection. I don't have any reputation. But only I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Only by God we can be happy. So in 19 it said, the Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and he will make me walk on my high heels. Because his grace of salvation, you know, we will see, you know, new energy, new power from our mind. Although we don't have any beautiful clothes, you know, although we are eating, is, you know, it's not the nutritious food, but we can be happy. If you are born again Christian, if you don't have any money and if you don't have any, like, you know, if you are very poor, like poverty, you know, please do not envy of, you know, rich man. Please do not lose your peace. You know, your value in your mind cannot be compared to any kind of, you know, the factors in the world. Please live courageously and confident about your love. And also, you can share, even you can share your love. If one man is come back to God, you know, it is more valuable thing than, you know, the 99 of, you know, righteous man is, you know, confess their sins. So Luke chapter 15 verse 7, it said, I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. when I just visit, you know, small churches in small towns in Korea, they calculate, like, you know, each numbers, you know, this Bible seminar, you know, we pray for like 100 people. Out of 100 people, you know, the few people they got saved, you know, this time, the five newcomers who saved, they were extremely, they were happy. Probably, you know, the people, I mean, non-believer, they couldn't understand our joy. You know, they only think about, money, they only the say and about apartment and house, new house, super lotto, and marriage, and wealth. And they just happy, they just smile, you know. They left the very, like, you know, the not just like important thing. But for born again Christian, we are only focusing on the spiritual salvation of one Lord Spirit. We devote our times and our money. We spend, you know, more monies because of one Lord Spirit, their salvation. And we will share our love. Just like our salvation is important, we think other people's spirits are very important. You know, and also we joy our happy. Let's open Bible, 1 John. 1 John chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Let's read together. That which we have seen and heard we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. So 1 John chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, it said, fellowship. Now, after our salvation, our fellowship had begun. So, we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, with Jesus Christ, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. When we stay in fellowship, you know, we will feel like great joy. This is, you know, fellowship with brothers and sisters and with Christ. Brothers and sisters, while we are staying in this world, and those brothers and sisters, you know, will continuously live together in the kingdom of heaven. With Christ, a fellowship with Christ. And these things will write to you, that your joy may be full. After salvation, let's think about the, you know, people of non-believer. They drinking together, and they go and continuously other place, and they the drinker, I mean, they kind of, you know, friend of drinking. They go like the clubs, you know, like, you know, the kind of, you know, the value of their fellowship is different. Our joy, our happiness, we will find out through the fellowship with brothers and sisters. That's not same as, you know, fellowship in this world. We born again Christian, you know, we meet each brothers and sisters. After we meet together, we don't know, we will see, you know, time goes very fastly. This is the joy of fellowship. Let's open Bible, Psalm chapter 16. Psalm chapter 16, verse 3. Let's read together. As for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. As for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones. While we are living in this world, all saints, all brothers and sisters, they are very important ones. In whom is all my delight? In whom is all my joy? The children is very precious in the view of parents. When the children grow up in righteous way, parents will be very happy. After our salvation, if we love each other, if we share our love in Christ, that is, you know, most important and valuable, the joy, happy in this world. If we serve God with love, share our love with each other, you know, this is very important. If you are born again Christian, if you don't like the fellowship, spiritual fellowship, and if you like more like the friendship with other non-believers, that's wrong, something wrong. And I ask a sister, why you just absent last Sunday? And one sister said, oh, I just got some trouble with non-believers. On Sunday, what is the purpose of, you know, the Sunday morning fellowship? Learning God's love. You have to wake up. She has to wake up. Can you feel like happy if you just have a friendship with other people, other non-believer? Do you think that fellowship is more valuable than our fellowship? You just met your old friend without any the purpose. That's, you know, not important. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 19. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 from verse 19 and 20. Let's read together. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at His coming? For you are our glory and joy. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at His coming? Our joy, our proud, our pride, our hope, that is our Lord Jesus Christ at His coming. So, for you, for born-again Christians, our glory and joy. When we see Christ, His second coming to the earth, that is our most, you know, happiest moment. So, for preaching gospel, we have to help each other. We have to love each other. Now think about that. Would those brothers and sisters will receive Jesus Christ on the heaven? That is crown. That is, you know, important crown. That is my crown and your crown. And people say, someone said, you know, I went, you know, heavens in the pasture, the wearing, the pasture wearing gold crown, and elders wearing silver crown, and deacons wearing very, like, you know, the stone crown or something, I don't know. But anyway, that's not that, you know, that's probably very ridiculous, you know, explanation that in heaven, everything is built with the diamond and gold and those like kind of the treasures. So he said that, "For you are our glory and joy." So each other, each brothers and sisters, we have to help. We have to work for the true value. Then we will see, you know, great reward from heaven. So we have to keep those, the important, the valuable crown in our mind. So once we love each other with Jesus Christ, in Christ, let's go back to John chapter 15. From verse 10, "If you keep my commandment, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full." So once we have the God's joy, then once we receive his joy, we will, just like him, we will get the full of joy. What is source of happy? That's love. Someone who living in great mansions without people. No, that's, he cannot feel like joy or happy. Lot of money without any people, he will be lonely. If we live the brothers and sisters with love, although we are not very rich, we can feel happy. We can feel joy. We can feel at peace. Just think about that. If we leave the group of people with jealousy, envy, and hatred, no, we cannot feel any happy. The source of happy, source of peace is love. If all born-again Christian, don't have any love, if we have like jealousy, just like non-believer, our bonds of love will be broken. Let's open by Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2 verse 4. Let's read together. "Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others." Let each of you look out not only for his own interest. Yeah, we have to look out our duties. If you are a student, you have to work very hard. If you are housewives, you have to take care of your housework. But also for the interest of others, we have to look other brothers and sisters, their difficulties. Once we find out their difficult situation, we have to share our love. We have to help them out. What is definition of love? That means sacrifice for other people. Throw your own will, your own plan. Throw away your own will, your own plan for others, for other brothers and sisters. Then you can get the peace, you can get a love, you can get a happy and joy. The non-believer, I saw, they help old people. They go, hospital for, disabled people, and they freely, they share their wealth. And they help them out to build house, and they share their food, and they share their joy. They help the orphans, they take care of the disabled people. Voluntarily they do. Why? Because, they can feel joy. Anyway, they can feel like the happy, even though they don't have any reward from heaven. I really, feel like to pray for them to be saved. If they sacrifice their life, but if they go the everlasting hell, how miserable for them. So anyway, and also there are non-believers who just try to get some the wealth, to deceive other people. But for those kind of people, of course the first groups of people who sacrifice them, the poor people, they will be better. Anyway, let's think about born again Christian. We receive God's love and we got saved. What is our important duties? Not duties, important thing that we have to do something. We have to love each other. We have to care each other. Whenever we see, then we can get a peace. Let's open Bible, Philippians chapter 2, verse 17 and 18. Let's read together. Yes, and if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. For the same reason, you will also be glad and rejoice with me. Yes, and if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, the saints, brothers and sisters in Philippian churches, they support Apostle Paul with their hearts. They did their best to support Apostle Paul. When the Philippians was lowered down, then Apostle Paul was in prison in Rome. Church in Philippians, they love each other, and they were ready to sacrifice their times and their money, their offerings. Therefore, verse 17 said, if I am being poured out as a drink offering or the sacrifice and service of your faith, I'm glad and rejoice with you all. For Christ, they sacrifice a lot. So for the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me. Rejoice with each brother and sister. This is glorious joy. Gloriously rejoice. So for the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me. Love. Love never looking for, own benefit. Love is sacrifice. Love is, sacrifice for our life, that we will get the happy. Philippians chapter 4. In verse 4, and 4 and 5, let's read together. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Apostle Paul, while he was staying in the jail in Rome, and he said, in the jail, he said, rejoice in the Lord always. This is not same as the happiness of the non-believer. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. After our salvation, if we sacrifice for other people, other brothers and sisters, or other non-believers, that moment, we can receive a great joy. We can feel rejoice. We can feel happy. I saw, some people, they are so selfish. Only think about themselves. Some people say, I never forgive other people. If they, once they said, they apologize, to me, but I can't forgive them out. But you know, Jesus Christ, He forgive your sins. Why you cannot forgive other brothers and sisters? Why? I know the brother, his mind doesn't have any happy, doesn't have any peace. Once the brother, he has those kind of, you know, unrighteous thinking, how he can keep his peace in his mind? We have to have some broad mind. We have to care other brothers and sisters equally, just like Jesus Christ, He loved us equally and He sacrificed for us. Once we have love of Jesus Christ, we can keep a peace, we can rejoice in our life. Some brothers and sisters, they point out other brothers and sisters' weak point. Let's think about your weak point. How you can point out fault or mistake or hatred if you have those kind of minds? You can't keep your peace. That's impossible. Therefore, Apostle Paul, he said that, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. The time is coming. The time of Jesus Christ is coming. Please, be broaden your mind, you know, to receive other people, other born-again Christians. The Jesus Christ will come to the earth to call the people who have His love in their mind. If we love other brothers and sisters, that means we love Jesus Christ. The Christ will come back to the earth, you know, to call the people who have His love in their mind. Therefore, we can keep joy and peace, to rejoice His peace. You know, we have to practice, we have to apply our love. Just like Jesus Christ, He forgave all sins of us. What is true love? True love means, you know, throw away ourselves. True love means, you know, share and give love to other people. If all people persecute you, you will reward great fortune from heaven. If, you know, people persecute, if people hate you, please, you know, rejoice your situation. So Luke chapter 6 verse 23 says, rejoice in that day and live for joy, for indeed your reward is great in heaven, for in like manner their fathers did to the prophets. So we have great reward in the heaven. Because of God, if we persecute from others, if we get them the persecution from others, we don't have to worry about that. Just like the prophet, you know, they, because of Jesus Christ, and they got persecution, but they have great reward in the heaven. In Christ, we receive this joy. We have to keep the joy. Once we keep in our mind, that is, you know, true happiness, true happy. This is big blessing from heaven. Let's open Bible, Psalm chapter 37. Psalm chapter 37. From verse 4. Let's read it together. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself also in the Lord. Happy yourself also in the Lord. That means because of the Lord, please think the happy in Christ, not just in the world, in Christ, in God, in His grace, in His words, through, you know, the life of obey to God, you know, we have to look the happiness. If we try to find the peace instead of Jesus Christ, and sooner or later He will leave away from God, and God will say, okay, and God will, you know, God will not hold him, and he will say, according to your will, please go away. Once we try to look at the peace in Lord, we will get happy. Let's open Bible, Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 8. Nehemiah is the before book of Job. Chapter 8. Nehemiah chapter 8. Nehemiah chapter 8, page 738, verse 10. Then he said to them, Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is whole to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So that means, go your ways, eat that fat, drink the sweet, and spend portions of those for whom nothing is prepared. So for this day is holy to the Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So Thessalonians, you know, chapter 5, verse 16 says, we have the joy all the time. That means, you know, you have to share your joy with other people. Whenever I see, you know, the people, they're always smiling, I really won't be just like that, those people. In airplane, the flight attendants, they are always smiling. Sometimes, you know, the guests, you know, they complain, but they are always smiling. Flight attendants, I'm a steward. And I thought that sometimes, you know, I have some pity mind because of them. Even though they are tired, they have to smiling. They learn like that. Just like them, you know, I won't be like those flight attendants that when I see, you know, someone in some people, they always looks like smiling. I won't be like them. All time, we can be joy under any kind of circumstance because we couldn't do that. We couldn't, you know, enjoy. We couldn't rejoice. Our happy, our peace. We have many factors in our mind. You know, that means, you know, that word is for born-again Christian who receive a joy. Once we got saved the day, we can rejoice our joy. But how come, you know, we live just like a non-believer and with sad, with sorrow, with lonely? Please rejoice your joy, rejoice your happy, rejoice your peace, and share with other people. Although we encounter any kind of sufferings and difficulties, we can be happy because God is stay with us all the time. He is helping all moments, so you don't have to forget any kind of the joy. Once we are full of joy, that means Christ is helping out in every moment. Because, you know, once we have the happy in our mind, the of salvation, the God will and Holy Spirit will do something for those people who are keeping the great joy, great peace. So we have to live, please live in this world, in this peace, in peace in Christ. Let's think about other non-believers, their joy. Our joy, our happiness, our peace cannot be compared with anything in this world. Please live just like qualified men with love. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, before our salvation, our destiny was die, and we have to go an eternal place of hell. But you purified our sins on the cross because of your blood. You shed your blood on the cross and you purified, you cleansed our sins. We receive your love and salvation, and we have eternal hope after our born again. Non-believer, they can't understand our joy, and this is weak, inexpressible joy. Father, you are the source of joy, our source of peace. We receive your love. In your grace, please let us stay under your peace and let us share your love with other brothers and sisters, and also preach gospel who do not know your love in this world. Please help us. Please lead us. We would like to joy. We would like to share, and we would like to keep your love in Christ. Please help us, each brothers and sisters in this fellowship, and share our love and sacrifice to each other. Please help us to rejoice your love and your peace rest of our life, please. And help us, and please lead us to your sincere ways in as true born-again Christian. And please help us and lead us to live without any shame when you come to the earth again. I pray all this word in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.